Good morning, everybody. My name is Janne Siren. I am the Peggy Pierce Elfin Director here at the Albright Knox Art Gallery. Some of you may have heard the word synesthesia. It derives from ancient Greek and it refers to sensation together, sensing something together. People who report such experiences are sometimes called synesthetes. Many artists are synesthetes. They look at a painting and they hear sounds, or a musician who looks at a landscape sees a given musical note in the line of the landscape. The notion of synesthesia has been part of Western art for centuries, since the times of the ancients. I'd like to thank you today for being here as we announce two concert series that will take place in the AK Auditorium through the coming months. The Albright Knox is once again becoming a synesthetic space, something that we're very proud of. First, I'm very happy to announce the return of the Art of Jazz series, supported by Hunt Real Estate. It's been 2 years since the AK hosted the Art of Jazz, and we felt the time was right for the return of this fantastic and beloved series. John Nelson, owner of Paza Art House, has organized a remarkable lineup for your enjoyment, and we thank him for his tremendous efforts. It's been a true pleasure to work with him. At this time, I'd like to invite John to say a few words about our forthcoming Art of Jazz series. John?
Thank you. This season, we'll be presenting four concerts that will reflect my view of what jazz is and possibly can be. And I believe this view is also in line with the mission of the gallery and the more global nature of art and music and culture in the future. The first group is called Slavic Soul Party. They're a Bulgarian-style brass band from Brooklyn, and they've actually gained notoriety by going to the Balkans and performing and developing a fan base there. There are actually Balkan brass bands that are covering Slavic Soul Party's music now, so they're pretty well known. They play concerts, festivals, weddings, parties. They're really in the true spirit of the Eastern European brass band. The second group will be Dave Douglas's Quintet. Dave is really a trailblazer in not just in jazz, but in the music industry. He's a founder and director of Greenleaf Records. He records his own music and promotes music of other jazz musicians. He is the founder of the Festival of New Trumpet Music, which is going on its 10th year in New York City. And that's a festival that showcases offbeat, unknown, and somewhat uncharted territories in jazz and creative music. Dave's also a fabulous trumpet player. He's been on the cover of Downbeat quite a few times, Jazz Is, and recently has been nominated for a Grammy. He'll be coming with his quintet. The third concert will feature the Cuban saxophonist and percussionist Yosvani Terry. Yosvani comes from a family of folkloric musicians in Cuba. He lives in New York now. And last year, Yosvani was the winner of the Doris Duke Jazz Award, which is a very prestigious fellowship. You can't apply. You are secretly nominated. And it's just basically an award for being really terrific. About a month ago, he was named to the faculty director of jazz studies at Harvard. So we'll be very pleased to have Yosvani here with his ensemble. And then the fourth concert will be David Sanford's Pittsburgh Collective. It's a 20-piece unit. It's a very big band. David is neither a jazz nor a classical composer. He is very much out of the mainstream, and it's really not possible to categorize his music. He channels influences from all genres, early 20th century music of Stravinsky and Schoenberg and Berg, the funk, styles of Sly and the Family Stone and James Brown. He's a big fan of the Drum Corps International competitions. I've seen him at King Crimson concerts, and he has an encyclopedic knowledge of Duke Ellington's music. And his music really sort of brings all of those influences of everything you've really ever heard. And he somehow was able to translate that into his music. He does not write at the piano. He does not write at the computer. He sits at the kitchen table with a pencil and staff paper, and it's all in his head. And he writes these very large, elaborate scores. So that band will be consisting of some local Buffalo musicians. Actually, there'll be some Maynard Ferguson alumni, Bob Militello, Bruce Johnstone, and Andy Weinsler, who are local. John Bacon will be playing drums. And then the rest of the band will be coming from New York and Boston. So we're very happy to have that group here. They don't travel much because it's a really great expense to get 20 people out on the road, but we've been able to put it together. And all of these performances will be first performances for these groups here in Buffalo. And that's my hope for the art of jazz, is to bring ensembles and artists here that normally would not be coming to Buffalo or have not been here before. And that's it. Thank you.
A big hand to John. This is a remarkable lineup of masters, and it dovetails so beautifully with the institutional mission and vision of this art gallery that does pioneering work with visual artists. Now we are so proud to do it with the musicians as well. I'm also extremely pleased to announce the new residency of the Buffalo Chamber Players at the Albright Knox Art Gallery. This amazing ensemble comprises our region's finest musicians, and through this partnership, they have a new home here at the Albright Knox. We are so honored to welcome the Chamber Players to our institution. This is now your home. To say a few words about the residency is artistic director and violinist Johns Costello. Johns?
Thank you, Yanni. Thank you, everyone, for coming. The musicians and I are obviously thrilled to embark on this partnership with the Albright Knox Art Gallery. For us, disappointment represents a recognition and affirmation of the quality and innovation of our programs, and we're honored to bring our performances to this distinguished cultural institution. As the gallery's ensemble in residence, we will present a four-concert chamber music series in the AK Auditorium. We've put together a very exciting concert season that reflects the broad scope of the ensemble's musical talents and abilities, with concerts featuring masterworks of Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and other historically significant composers, as well as contemporary works by living composers, many of whom will be coming to our performances to hear their works. We will open our series October 1st with a program of roughly about 400 years of music, from the Baroque all the way to the contemporary. And it's the kind of programs that we've become known for. You can go to www.albrightknox.org to find out more details about the other programs, but it's going to be a very exciting season. In addition to these four concerts, the ensemble will also be presenting shorter, more intimate performances throughout the gallery space, alongside the art, much like you're going to be witnessing shortly. These performances will have a strong educational component, emphasizing the connection between music and the visual arts. However, all our performances and activities have a shared goal, which is to enliven and enrich our city's cultural life, which is the lifeblood of any successful city. I know that our residency here at the Albright Knox Art Gallery will be vibrant and innovative and will bring the highest quality chamber music performed by our region's finest musicians for the benefit and enjoyment of the Western New York community. We would like to play for you now, just to give you a sample of what we do. It's the last movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Octet in E-flat. It's a piece written 1825 when Mendelssohn was 16. So every time I play it and I hear it, I think of what I was doing when I was 16. It was nothing close to what he was doing. And I think it works perfectly in this room with a painting made out of chewing gum. And you can smell the candy in the air. It's a very youthful piece full of innovation and excitement, which I think is reflected in the gallery's collection. So enjoy Mendelssohn's Octet, the last movement, Presto. Thank you.
Thank you.